American Ground Radio is now available with no artificial flavor, no artificial sweeteners, or petroleum dripping-based dyes. Harvested, field to table. Visit our website at AmericanGroundRadio.com.
We choose to go to the moon and do the other thing. Not because they are easy, but because they are hard.
It is time for us to realize that we're too great a nation to limit ourselves to small dreams.
I have a dream that one day, this nation will rise up and live out the true meaning of its creed.
American Ground Radio with Louis R. Abalone and Stephen Paul.
This is American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Abalone.
You know, everybody is so focused on themselves. It's all about what they want and what they think. And, you know, we're going to do this and the public be damned. I mean, it is all about power.
I'm sorry. I wasn't listening to you. I was focusing on me.
Well,
what were you saying?
No, this is serious. The mayor of New York City, Zohran Mamdani.
Yeah.
I mean, this is coming on the heels of what? Gavin Newsom telling the Attorney General of Louisiana to go F herself?
Yeah.
I mean, it's all about them. It is, everything is about them how they feel about it.
Gavin Newsom did that tweet to try and help his presidential election.
I don't care why he did it. It's unacceptable.
In order 2038.
It's unacceptable, and elected officials should realize that they are here to serve the people. They are public servants.
That's their job, but that's not what they think. Because, again, power tends to corrupt. Absolute power tends to corrupt. Absolutely. If you believe you deserve the power you have, you lose functionality in the part of the brain that controls empathy. You literally stop being able to think about other people if you think you deserve the power you have. Does Gavin Newsom think he deserves to be governor of California?
Do you lose the ability to understand that we are a nation of laws, not of men, that there are rules that we must follow?
Yeah. You lose the ability to think that those may apply to you because, again, the part of the brain that controls empathy shuts down.
I'm going
to
tell you something.
When you believe you deserve the power you have.
I think people need to grow up. That's what people need to do. They need to grow up. They need to realize they have responsibilities that are larger than themselves.
Okay, but they're not going to do that unless they recognize you do not deserve the power you have. Even if you're elected to office in a landslide, you don't deserve that much power. All that power belongs to God.
You are simply placed in there as
a steward of that power.
Now you raise a whole other question. No, you deserve that power. That's how our government, that's how our laws, that's how our legal system is set up, our constitution. No,
you're missing my point that if you believe you deserve the power you have, that you have an inherent right to it. Okay, you were elected to it, but no one deserves that much power.
Well, when you say deserve, really what you're talking about is the lack of accountability. Where you feel like you deserve this power without being accountable to the people who granted you that power.
It's about an entitlement mindset.
Okay. Well, Zohran Mamdani, speaking of entitlement mindset,
yes,
signed an executive order declaring that ICE officers must obtain a judicial warrant before entering any New York City-owned property. So schools or shelters, hospitals, parking lots, if City Hall paid for it,
yeah.
The mayor says federal agents need permission, which is fascinating.
Because he doesn't get to set federal law.
Because ICE works for the federal government, not for the mayor of New York City.
That's not the law of the United States. The mayor of New York City doesn't just get to write something down on a piece of paper and all of a sudden that's the law of the land. He does not have the right as the mayor of New York City to override federal law. And if they've had the right to go in there before, they have the right to go in there now.
I mean, if you seriously read the Constitution, the mayor cannot dictate how federal officers perform lawful federal duties.
Right.
And
so this is basically just virtue signaling. It does not have the authority of law.
Oh, it's more than that. No, he's setting up a showdown.
Yeah, of course he is.
He is setting up a showdown.
But he's setting up theater.
Well, and it's, and you know what?
And maybe
it's a dangerous show.
Oh, it is.
To be watching, because there could be lives that are lost. And I'm not talking about just a single life here. I'm talking about multiple lives here.
But I think maybe part of the reason why he's setting up this theater is because for 2 weeks now, he hasn't been able to clear the snow off the streets of New York City. People are complaining about the trash not being picked up, about the snow piling up in dirty piles across the city, because he has done a bad job as mayor of handling his first major emergency.
But just think about this for a moment. What he's saying is public property is private sanctuary.
Yes.
So, I mean, this is one of the most legally illiterate aspects of this executive order, is that public property somehow enjoys the same protections as private homes. So if you have a private residence, yes, warrants matter. The Fourth Amendment has teeth there.
Yeah.
A city-owned parking lot, a public hospital lobby, a sidewalk outside of a shelter.
It's public property.
Those are not sanctuaries from federal authorities.
No. No, they're not. And again, he doesn't get to change what the law is. He is not the Supreme Court. He is not the Congress. He's not even the city council. So just writing one thing down, I understand they have a strong mayor form of government in New York City, which that's another story. They need to change that. But that doesn't give him the power to override pre-existing laws from the Supreme Court, pre-existing rulings from the Supreme Court, pre-existing laws from the legislature, from the Congress. He doesn't have that kind of power.
No, of course. And the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution exists precisely to prevent what he is doing.
But this is where I come back to, when you start to believe you deserve the power you have, even if you're elected to an office, you start thinking, yep, I'm good enough that I had this coming. Then you start to think you are the Supremacy Clause. You start thinking that you are all that and a bag of chips. And what you lose is the function in the part of the brain that cares what anybody else thinks. The part of the brain that controls empathy dies. It stops working. And this is, by the way, this is a risk that all of us have. This is why that phrase, power tends to corrupt, and absolute power tends to corrupt absolutely. This is why that happens. And the only way to prevent getting brain damage from getting power is to truly believe in your heart you do not deserve the power that you come from. All that power comes from God, and he has simply given it to you to be a steward of it temporarily.
No, this is theater, and the law is an inconvenience here. You know, the left loves executive orders because they can't pass legislation.
That's true.
And I know there are a lot of folks being critical of President Trump and his executive orders.
He's done a lot of executive orders, and partly because we can't pass legislation.
Well,
because the Democrats are obstructing things in the Senate.
Well, and the other part of that is that there are some matters of such crisis, of such emergency, that you can't spend the next 2 years debating and fleshing this out when there are national security concerns at hand.
Right. Like thousands of criminal illegal aliens who have been let out of New York jails so that they can then go beat up citizens. There was a story out today. An illegal alien, criminal illegal alien, groped a female Uber driver until she crashed, because, I mean, she was obviously stunned by the attack coming from the back seat. That happened this week. Why is that person not already in jail? Why is that person in the country in the first place? And these are the people that Zohran Mamdani is trying to protect? Illegal aliens who are groping Uber drivers?
Well, let me just say, the Supremacy Clause of the Constitution is not a suggestion, and federal law is supreme. Bottom line, you know, our founding fathers lived through the chaos of states deciding whether or not they liked or felt like cooperating with national authority. They tried that under the Articles of Confederation.
And it failed.
It failed badly. So they wrote a constitution that made federal law supreme over the state and local law so that no mayor like you, Mayor Mamdani, can do to this country what history has so far we've been able to prevent.
Let's get to the top three things you need to know before tomorrow. First thing you need to know before tomorrow, one of the terrorists involved in the attack on the U.S. consulate in Benghazi, Libya, was finally arrested today. Zubair al-Bakoush was arrested and extradited to the U.S., landing at Andrews Air Force Base early this morning. The attack, which happened on the anniversary of 9/11 in 2012, resulted in the deaths of four Americans, including the ambassador Christopher Stevens, whose body was then dragged through the streets by a mob. Alba Kush faces charges of murder, attempted murder, arson, and conspiracy to support terrorists.
What do you think about that?
I think Hillary Clinton's going to say, what a difference at this point does it matter anyway? Second thing you need to inform about, the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals voided a lower court's ruling that blocked President Trump's anti-DEI orders. In the first 2 days in office, President Trump issued an executive order banning promotions and staff trainings based on the concepts of diversity, equity, and inclusion, and instead says those should be made on the basis of merit. Democrats immediately sued, and a lower court issued a nationwide injunction. That initial ruling was suspended by the Fourth Circuit Court of Appeals pending a trial and a hearing. This week, the Fourth Circuit issued its final ruling saying, quote, we now vacate the district court's injunction and remand.
Why in the world do Democrats, why do they not celebrate competence or qualifications?
Well, because they think that's racist. Because they're more focused on victimhood. As Terry Nedover says, their victimhood is their beauty mark. And the more victimhoods they can claim, the better a person they think they are.
It's the bigotry of low expectations in my book.
And the third thing you need to know from our Republican Congressman Mark Emaday announced he's retiring from Congress and won't seek another term in office. Emaday has served in the House of Representatives since 2011, representing the 2nd District of Nevada. He released a statement saying, quote, after 15 years of service, I believe it is the right time for Nevada and myself to pass the torch. Emaday is planning on finishing out his term, so it won't leave another open seat, potentially causing the Republicans to lose the majority in the House this year. But it does create another open seat for this fall's elections, with 51 members of Congress retiring so far.
But see, this is what our founding fathers had in mind.
Yeah, nobody's supposed to be there forever.
So it is time that you do your service for your country.
I think 15 years is plenty of time. I agree with him. 15 years is plenty of time. Let's let somebody else have an opportunity to go to that seat. So he's commended on that. And for filling out the rest of the time he was elected to. Unlike Marjorie Taylor Greene.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Do you ever get tired of taking a handful of vitamins every morning? You'll love ProtoVite Plus from Victory Nutrition International. It's a powerful packet loaded with essentials, so just tear, mix, and sip. Add it to water, smoothies, whatever you like.
Fast, tasty, and it actually absorbs.
Get 20% off with code AGR20 at vni.life/AGR.
ProtoVite Plus. Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 to save 20%.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
Caleb, what does the Rustic Renegade stand for?
So a long time ago, a wise man told me that a man should stand for something, otherwise he'll fall for anything. So our pillars of value, faith, family, and country, in that order. And we like to instill that in not just our employees, but our customers. We're faith-driven, family-driven, and American proud. So if you want to take part in a movement that begins with faith, family, and country, come by and see us or visit us online at therusticrenegade.com. And don't forget, we're the Sportsman's Paradise.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Yeah, pay attention while I paint the picture. Gas prices increasing, the rich are getting richer. You need the honest, real deal info. Gotta tune in, American Ground Radio. What's happening to the country? We need order. The chaos going down at the southern border. It's getting intense, time that we make sense. Families are struggling because they can't afford rent. American Ground Radio, let's go. American Ground Radio, let's go.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
You know, what is going on in Georgia right now with regards to corrupt state legislators, I don't think is an anomaly with respect to Georgia or any other state. I think,
okay.
And they all happen to be Democrats, by the way. And it is fraud, fraud, fraud by Democrats, not Republicans, not independents, you know. These are Democrats. So the Department of Justice is actually investigating elected officials who stole COVID unemployment funds. I mean, you've got this one Georgia. There are three Georgia state representatives that have all been busted, so to speak, by the Department of Justice. The latest one, according to federal prosecutors, he obtained almost $14,000 in pandemic unemployment benefits by claiming he was unemployed. But he was very much employed. Not just working on the side a little bit, not just between jobs, he was working.
I mean, I do remember there was the story of...
He was earning $2,200 per week.
There was a story of Karen Bennett making some reports of that earlier last year. She was knocked out of the race, or not of the race. She was resigned from Congress because of some of that. Yeah,
absolutely. So, you know, and this isn't confusion. It's not paperwork error. I mean, and then there was another Democrat in December, Georgia Democrat State Representative Sharon Henderson, was indicted for allegedly stealing almost $18,000.
Right.
In pandemic unemployment funds. Same pattern, same program, same abuse. And then there was a third one. This was also, this was in December. The first Georgia Democrat that was nailed for this scheme, she took in almost $14,000. So you had three Democratic state lawmakers, three fraudulent unemployment schemes, three instances of elected officials taking money meant for people who were actually out of work, who couldn't pay their rent,
right,
who couldn't buy groceries, who couldn't keep the lights on. And these folks, they all had jobs. They all had income. They all had salaries already funded by the taxpayers.
And they were all trying to promote rules that would keep people from home, at home, from being able to go to work during the COVID lockdowns.
Absolutely. And don't think it's just these three in Georgia or that it's just in Georgia.
No, we've seen this in a lot of other states throughout the country, but it is almost exclusively Democrats. I'm not sure I can name a single case where it was a Republican who was caught. Maybe there might be one mayor.
There may be an anomaly out there.
Yeah. We got a question for American Mamas. Dear Mamas, are you going to go see Melania?
Well, let's ask our American Mamas.
Mama, Mama.
And joining us now are American Mamas Turn Edible and Kimberly Burleson. Melania, the documentary about the 20 days leading up to the inaugurations, Donald Trump's second inauguration, focusing just on the First Lady's return to the First Lady ship, I guess. That movie did more than $7 million at the box office, which is the highest total for a non-musical documentary in the past decade. And it surpassed what the critics said it was going to get, almost doubled, really, what some of the critics said. Have you guys seen it? Are you going to go see it?
I'm dying to see it.
I will definitely see it.
I love books about first ladies. I love reading books about first ladies.
Yeah.
So we certainly have
had some interesting first ladies.
Absolutely.
In the past. Betty Ford, very interesting. I think Jacqueline Kennedy Onassis certainly was very talked about a lot.
Yeah.
Abigail Adams was a fascinating lady. So yeah,
all fascinating. I would love to know about all of them, even the ones I may not have aligned with their politics. Mm-hmm. I'm still curious about them. And so even if this was Jill Biden, I would have seen this movie.
Really?
Okay.
Oh, absolutely.
I would not have.
Oh yeah. I'm interested in everybody.
But with
Melania, I'm even more so because I do admire her a lot. She does align with my belief system and politics.
Right.
So I'm even more curious about her, but also because this is that redemption after what happened with the Mar-a-Lago invasion. And I was so curious with
who she is.
Yeah,
now.
The FBI going through her underwear drawer, yes, and all this, looking for documents that Donald Trump. Look, I mean, Donald Trump takes documents out of the White House. You think he's going to put them in Melania's underwear drawer?
Right.
I don't.
Yeah,
but
you know, there for me, there's such with her. There's such a mystery about her that I want to know, like, what she's thinking. I follow Link Lauren on. He's one of the podcasters that I love, and he's Melania's number one fan. He was able to go with her and Usha somewhere. They went on a trip to visit this school.
Usha Vance is another interesting person.
Yeah,
yeah,
yeah, yeah. And he talked about how warm and genuine and loving and kind. All the things that the press refuses to write about her or talk about. He said she is the most wonderful person to be around, and she loves children, and they gravitate towards her. But the thing that makes her so unique, Jill Biden, I don't care. I would never see anything with her because I don't believe anything that they say anyway, so I wouldn't believe it. Michelle Obama has that podcast, so I know just enough about her that I would never want to see a documentary.
Okay.
She's the angriest former First Lady I've ever seen in my life.
She does seem angry. Very bitter about some stuff.
But Melania is, there's that... the mystery, and there's that wanting to know how she chooses her fashion. She's got such great fashion sense. That's what she did for, you know, her life before she was First Lady. That I would love to know the details of what's in her, like when she wore that white dress.
With the sash going across?
With the
hat. Black.
That's what I'm curious about.
Yeah, I want to know why did she, what makes her choose the outfits for each.
She, as I understand, she designed it. And I think you see a lot of that in that film that's coming up. When I think about Melania, one of the things comparing her to other first ladies, I think she's very private. There's some first ladies that are, you know, Hillary Clinton, not very private. Melania, I think, very private person in general, but which is odd for a model. You know what I mean? You know, someone whose career is to be out public, for them to be a private person, I think that's an interesting, but also a very intelligent person.
Highly.
Speaks six different languages and goes toe-to-toe with Donald Trump without ever getting him to flip on her. You know what I mean? That's going to take some intelligence. It's enough intelligence for him to recognize.
Uh-huh.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So I think that's an interesting thing to think about. And I wonder how much of that comes out in the film.
Yeah, I can't wait to
Me
see.
Too.
What have y'all heard? Do y'all know anybody that's seen the
movie? I don't know anybody that's seen it. Okay, so there was the premiere in Washington, D.C. Donald Trump went to see it. Mm-hmm. And one of the things I did see about it was he saw some men in uniform. And they were at the movie, and he said, "You guys come up here." And so he brought the soldiers up into his personal box, and they got to sit in the box with President Trump and watch the Melania movie in the box with the commander-in-chief.
The man of the people.
Yes.
Yeah. I guess J.D. Vance was there, too. I thought that was kind of cool.
Wow.
And, you know, with regard to her, there's so much misinformation. I remember she sat across from, I cannot remember who the journalist was or the reporter, but she sat across, and they said to her, "You know, you've been on the cover of all these magazines, and then you become First Lady, and they never ask you to be on the cover. They allow Jill Biden to be on there three times, Michelle three times, Hillary Clinton however many times." And she said, "You know, I don't care. I've done that before.
Right.
I've got other issues that are more important to me." And so when she said that, she's so self-assured that it makes me want to know more. Like, I want to know what she's thinking about all of this.
Yeah. If you'd like to ask our American Mamas question, if you want to know what they're thinking about all this, send them a question to AmericanGroundRadio.com/mamas. Click on the Ask the Mamas button. Terry Nettle, Kimberly Burleson, thank you so much.
Thank you.
And coming up next here on American Ground Radio, we are digging deep. We'll be right back. Stick around.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
Reagan once asked, "Are we doing a good enough job teaching our children what America is and what she represents in the long history of the world?" Well, that's why we made this CD. Freedom Sings is a collection of songs from America's history. Each one tells a story from our founding up till today. Not only do we include classics like America the Beautiful and This Land is Your Land, but we also tell the stories behind the songs, who wrote them and why, and what they mean to everyday Americans when they first heard these patriotic tunes.
Mine eyes have seen the glory.
If you want your kids to know what America represents in the long history of the world, then you need to get Freedom Sings. Just look for it in the iTunes store and download it for your computer or mobile device. Get Freedom Sings for your kids and keep liberty marching on for the next generation.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems. But you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Hey, Joe on the radio. I want to ask you to tune in to American Ground Radio Podcast, where they dig deeper to bring you the stories that matter, the principles that built this nation, and the conversations that keep freedom alive, land of the free because of the brave. Hosted by Louis R. Avalone and our pal Stephen Parr, American Ground Radio is not just about politics. It's about the American spirit, the grit, the determination, the unshakable belief that America is still the greatest nation on God's green earth. Other shows give you the news. Lewis and Stephen give you perspective and optimism, the power to believe again. If you love this country, this is your show. Planting seeds, growing freedom. Subscribe now on the Salem Podcast Network or wherever you listen. This is American Ground Radio.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive. Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We could go to war. I'm for real. So you better check yourself.
No. It's American Ground Radio. Fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
American Ground Radio, crafted with genuine American parts, powered by patriots, driven by the heart and soul of the American dream, and now 100% tariff-free.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So CNN's own Harry Enten.
Man, he's got to drive that network crazy.
He's a data reporter there with CNN.
And he's good. He's good at what he does.
And he is telling viewers that MAGA, Make America Great, the MAGA movement is not going away when Donald Trump leaves the White House.
And he's right. It's not.
He is absolutely right. He is absolutely right, because MAGA was never just a man. It was never just a campaign slogan slapped on a red hat. It was and is a response. It is a response to elites who sneer at patriotism. It's a response to bureaucrats who think they know better than voters. It's a response to the political class that forgot who the country is supposed to be served by.
Right.
And that's why Harry Enten is right. MAGA will endure because it's rooted in something much older and very importantly, much stronger than Donald Trump. And that is the American idea itself.
Donald Trump, he came up with the phrase, make America great again. But the reason it worked is because it tapped into something that has been burning within, I think, the American people, at least since Ross Perot. I think you can actually draw a thread from the people who supported Ross Perot in the 1990s through the Tea Party movement in 2010 through the MAGA movement starting in 2015. I think there's a commonality in all of those places. And what they were saying, every single one of them, they said, look, we're putting big business above people. We're giving corporations benefits from the government that the regular people don't have. We're taxing people too much. We're spending too much. The government's got too much power. We need to reduce all of that. You go to the Ross Perot Tea Party MAGA movements, all of those were connected. I just think Donald Trump did a much better job of organizing that desire, organizing that ideology than Ross Perot and the Tea Party movements
did. Well, I think it's about communicating.
Yeah.
Because the MAGA movement speaks to people who feel ignored,
yeah,
or talked down to or managed instead of represented. Factory workers, small business owners, parents, veterans, people who don't want America to be reimagined.
Right.
Right?
I mean,
we end up resenting all of that nonsense. So you can remove the candidate, you can ban the account, you can mock the voters, but you cannot erase the idea, because MAGA is not about worshiping a leader or Donald Trump. It's about reclaiming a country. And as long as Americans believe in equal opportunity, national sovereignty, and pride in their own nation, the movement will endure with Trump or without him.
Let's dig deep.
Working in a coal mine, going down, down, down. Working in a coal mine, about to step down. Working in a coal mine.
So we've talked with the American Mamas about the movie Melania, but I think we need to take another look at what's going on from a data standpoint, a digging deep standpoint, all right? The way the film is being covered by the media tells you a lot about our current state of journalism. First, let's just get to a couple of facts. Melania made, the movie, made more than $7 million in its opening weekend. It was the third highest grossing film in America last weekend, in its opening weekend, which is rare for a documentary of any kind. The top film, the horror film, Send Help, made $19 million. So you're looking at less than two-thirds of the top film, a little more like 1.5 times what the top film made, right? But it was more than that top film was in more than twice as many theaters as Melania. Melania is the highest grossing opening weekend of any documentary in the past decade. That's a fact. Highest gross opening weekend. The movie continued gaining audiences during this week, and now heading into its second weekend, it is now over $10 million. That's more than any non-musical documentary made last year. And it's the third highest grossing documentary since before COVID. Am I Racist, which was that documentary put out by the Daily Wire, it brought in a total of $12 million for its entire run. Not its first week, its entire run. And Am I Racist was the highest grossing documentary since before COVID. Melania hasn't even reached the second week yet. So by any objective measure for a documentary, this movie has been a success at the box office. Is that fair?
Absolutely.
Okay.
But, you know, at the same time, you have to wonder why the media... Well, I say you wonder why. You know why. But it's just ridiculous, the hypocrisy, because they're really not journalists. They're really not... In other words, Melania has been snubbed...
Yes.
...since she came down the escalator...
Right.
...with President Trump back in 2015.
That's right. She has been. And if you read big media, you would think her film is an absolute failure. Okay, the data says this is a historic success.
That's the narrative, obviously.
But the narrative from the big media is this is a historic failure. MSN, Melania Trump's big screen debut faces disaster as theaters report zero ticket sales. Showbiz 411, Amazon doubles down on failing Melania movie, adds 225 theaters, even though most of the 1,778 are empty. How about Variety magazine? A documentary that never comes to life. It's a portrait of the First Lady of the United States, but it's so orchestrated and airbrushed and stage managed that it barely rises to the level of a shameless infomercial. USA Today, mocking Melania Trump's documentary is an act of patriotism. Or this one, I think this is probably the worst one, Daily Beast. Trump desperately tries to juice Melania doc after box office flop. The highest grossing opening weekend for a documentary in a decade, and the Daily Beast refers to it as a box office flop. This is the problem. This is the problem with the media here, that you're looking at objective facts. If you're a reporter, you're not supposed to be letting your personal opinions get into this, right? You're supposed to look at objective facts, and the objective facts are This has been a successful film in its first week for a documentary. That's the fact. But let's go to Rotten Tomatoes. You ever gone to Rotten Tomatoes website?
Yes, but the reviews there are actually very, very good.
From the real people?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
But one of the things Rotten Tomatoes does is they will feature reviews from professional critics paid by big media, and then they'll also have reviews from regular people, people who saw the film, which I'm sure you click on that tab, right? The people tab. What do they say about it? As of today, only 8% of the professional reviews are positive. It's an 8% score from the professionals. The audience score is 99% positive. 8% from the media, 99% from the people who actually saw the film. That's probably the biggest split in Rotten Tomatoes history between the audience and the reviewers.
But see, the media, with respect to activist first ladies like Michelle Obama,
right, who had her own documentary that the media gushed over.
I mean, they love those kind of first ladies,
right?
You know, where there's
Democrat
an approved ideology. You know, they wear the right slogans.
Yes.
They scold the right people.
They have wonderful arms.
But what they can't stand is a woman like Melania, who embodies grace and restraint and independence.
And you, by the way, you see that in the film. You see that from Melania. This is the problem with the media. Their hatred of the Trumps prevents them from understanding the people who support the Trumps. They don't even want to understand the people who support the Trumps. The big media is so disconnected from reality by their TDS that they see the most successful documentary in the last decade and they call it a flop because it features Melania. It was about Melania. It was produced by Melania. It was directed by Melania. And they're going, this thing's a flop because it's about Melania.
And yet the people love it.
They do. They do. And it's, look.
They're not beholden to the critics.
If you can just suspend your hatred of the Trumps, go watch it from a historical perspective. We don't get this kind of view at a first lady very often.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua HealthShare is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR, promo code FREEDOM100.
The Rustic Renegade is more than just a place that sells wares. I like to think of us as a movement that started back when I was in the service. I wanted a place where I could feel the communion and family that I felt while in the service and instill that in the community. I wanted to show the grown boys of Louisiana what grown men look, that we could have good biblical foundations of faith, family, and life. So give us a call at 337-357-1168 and online at therusticrenegade.com. Don't forget, we are the Sportsman's Paradise.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
If you're tired of paying through the nose for health insurance, it's time to think smarter with Altrua HealthShare.
Altrua is a faith-based, community-driven approach that lets members share one another's medical needs, saving thousands of dollars every year while keeping access to over 1 million doctors nationwide. Go to altruahealth.org/AGR. Use promo code FREEDOM100 for additional savings.
That's altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
You're listening to American Ground Radio, where freedom grows, with Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr.
I'm from Destrehan, Louisiana, suburb of New Orleans. Thank you, and you got a great show. You guys are great. I can't turn you guys, I can't turn that dial. I can't turn the station off on WGSO 990 here in New Orleans. Nice talking. Bye-bye.
You're just not going to hear this anywhere else.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
Okay, I love my country, but you should already know. If you feeling this, it's American Ground Radio. If your country feels broken, there ain't no need to wait up. It's time to come together, time to make us all greater. Yeah, time to get it hype. That's the message that I send you. The American dream, live to your fullest potential. Much love to the creator. I hope you hear me though. Now's the time, American Ground Radio.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Paul with Louis R. Avalone.
So, I mean, this is one of those times where you're just like, are we really doing this now?
Okay.
At a town hall in Queens.
Yes.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez.
Yeah.
She didn't just, you know, give one of those stump speeches where she criticized immigration enforcement.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you said, we're talking about a stump speech where she proves she's as dumb as a stump.
Ha ha. Maybe.
Okay.
No, she was at this town hall to train people on how to obstruct federal agents and to dox those agents, all while proudly announcing that she voted against funding the Department of Homeland Security.
Wait, is it legal to teach people how to do things that are illegal? Doxing federal agents is illegal.
How reckless is this?
Obstructing federal officers, that's illegal. If somebody from one of her classes goes and commits a crime based off of what she taught them, isn't she guilty of aiding and abetting criminal behavior?
Well, she said she didn't vote for any of this. And look.
So what?
Exactly.
I didn't vote for AOC, and yet her butt sits in Congress.
Well, first of all, we don't get to vote. We don't get to vote on which laws we choose to enforce in this country.
I didn't vote for Joe Biden, and he got to be president for 4 years. That's not how the left is like, this is what democracy looks like. Okay, well, democracy, majority rules. Just because you didn't vote for these laws doesn't mean you have the right to ignore them.
I mean, it's just, I mean, seriously, I mean, you know, she can vote no on a funding bill. That's her right. She can criticize ICE. That's also her right.
Right.
She can advocate for changing immigration law.
But she
entirely legitimate.
She doesn't have the right to tell people that they can violate the law, that they can be obstructive of law enforcement, that they can get in their faces and push them back simply because she didn't vote for the laws. Just because she doesn't like the laws doesn't mean she has the right to obstruct justice.
You know, it sounds like fake news, but it's not.
With AOC, it doesn't even sound like fake news. That's how her operation goes. That's how she is all the time. But you just wanted to get to fake news. You want to get fake news Friday?
That was my toss.
That was your, oh, you're going to.
That was my toss. It sounds like fake news, but it's not.
You are fake news.
Yeah! Okay, kids, it's fake news Friday. Here's how we play our game. I'm going to read you a headline. You tell me whether it's real news, fake news, or really fake news.
Okay, so real news, it was reported, and it's true.
That's right.
Fake news, it was reported, but it's not true.
That's right.
And then really fake news, well, that's just us making it all up.
That's right. Make sure you tell us our score at our Facebook page, facebook.com/AmericanGroundRadio. And we're handing out gold medals in honor of the Olympics this week. So
that's fake news.
Oh, okay. All right. In order first one, real news, fake news, really fake news. In order to stop the U.S. Border Patrol from doing its job, leftists in Minneapolis set up their own border patrols. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That is real news.
That is really news.
I mean, and one of the activists said, well, we need to know who's coming in and out of our neighborhood.
That's ICE is doing.
You mean like our country?
Yeah, we need to know who's coming in and out of the country.
It's nuts.
And people who come into the area that aren't supposed to be here. Now, the difference is the people who set up those roadblocks they weren't even from the neighborhoods. They were just trying to stop people from going wherever they wanted to go. All right. The GOP in Minnesota was cursed with a hex by a witch this week. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news.
That's real news. Yeah. A witch broke into, they were having a meeting and hexed them. The Minnesota GOP then canceled the hex by praying in the name of Jesus. Real news, fake news, or really fake news?
I'm going to go with real news on that as well.
Like immediately. He just goes, we cancel that hex out in the name of Jesus and we pray for her well-being. So actually, I guess pray for his well-being.
Then they brought in another witch and they double cursed you.
The Winter Olympics in Italy has removed the word ICE from the name of the arena that's holding ice skating events because it makes people think of Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency that's deporting illegal migrants in the U.S. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's got to be really fake news. That's real news?
Yeah, that's real news. They removed
that
the word.
That can't be the Italians doing that. I mean,
it was the Italians doing that.
But the Olympic Committee.
I guess. Yeah, they removed the name ICE. ICE targeted a Methodist church in Los Angeles for an immigration raid this week. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Say that one again.
ICE targeted a Methodist church in Los Angeles for an immigration raid.
That's fake news.
That's fake news. They were chasing a previously deported criminal alien through the streets who ran toward the church but not into it. He was finally caught in the church's parking lot, but the church was not the target of the ICE operation.
Okay.
Democrats in Washington State want to give excused school absences to students who skip class to go to a protest. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's real news.
That's real news. The SAVE Act, which promotes voter ID, was defeated in the U.S. Senate this week, 43 to 572,692. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news.
Come on.
Democrats are demanding death certificates be accepted as valid voter ID. Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Well, it's not too far from the truth, but that's really fake news.
That's really fake news. Former Venezuelan dictator Nicolas Maduro is white. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news?
That's fake news. He was booked into the jail in New York City as white. He's Hispanic. Postal workers in Wisconsin are being chased by wild turkeys through the streets. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That's real news. So it's just about everybody else in the town of Janesville. President Trump is putting up a statue of Christopher Columbus on White House grounds. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's real news.
That's right. Hunter Biden launched Hunter RX from the back of his van. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake news.
That's really fake news. NASA astronauts will finally be allowed to take their cell phones with them into space, but they have to put them in spaceship mode during flight. Real news, fake news, really fake news?
That's really fake
news. Really fake
news. That's funny.
How about this? The Babylon Bee is offering to hire any Washington Post writer who was recently fired, saying, "We are seeking applicants experienced in writing fictional content presented in the tone and style of legitimate news organization." Real news, fake news, really fake news.
Okay, that's really fake news.
That's real news. The Babylon Bee legitimately posted that, said they will hire Washington Post reporters because they want people who are good at writing fake news.
Okay.
Let us know what your score was. Go to our Facebook page, facebook.com/American Ground Radio. We'll be back.
You're listening to American Ground Radio.
How do you guarantee you hire the right employee?
Global Data Fusion, they do background checks for nearly any type of business in Louisiana.
They feature variations of fingerprinting and lie detection services.
I wonder if I can use that on my wife when the Amazon packages show up at the front door.
Steven finally admit he took the last candy bar in the office.
I admit nothing.
Global Data Fusion also offers drug testing, and their services are available for anyone in Louisiana.
Go to globaldatafusion.com. That's globaldatafusion.com, and find the right employee.
You ever feel like plain water just isn't cutting it? That's why you should start using PerformLite from Victory Nutrition International. One packet turns your water into next level hydration.
So it's not just flavor, it's function.
Exactly. It's got balanced sea salts and electrolytes for better fluid absorption.
Well, I'm in. Where do I get it?
Go to vni.life/AGR and use the code AGR20 for 20% off.
That's vni.life/AGR and type in code AGR20 to save 20%. At American Ground Radio, we believe in faith, family, and that is what Altrua Health Share is all about.
Altrua is a faith-based community where members share medical needs, helping families across America stay healthy and supported without the high costs of traditional insurance.
Healthcare the way it should be.
Learn how you can save at altruahealth.org/AGR and use promo code FREEDOM100 for an extra discount.
altruahealth.org/AGR. Promo code FREEDOM100.
800.
There are lots of problems in America today. Fortunately, there are even more solutions if you know where to look.
And that is why we wrote Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great.
This is a big country, and it's full of big, bold solutions to our most pressing problems. Just read inside.
Okay, how do you bring down the prices for quality health care?
Read page 91.
How do you fix Social Security?
Read page 77.
How do you improve education for the next generation?
Read page 103.
America is a big country with big solutions to our biggest problems, but you have to know where to look.
Success leaves clues. By showing you where things are going right in America, we'll show you the way to restore the American dream for you and your family.
What is it that makes America great?
That is on page 135.
Read Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great by Louis R. Avalone and Stephen Parr, and see the answers we discover to our most looming challenges.
Bright Spots, Big Country, What Makes America Great. Available today at Amazon.com or BrightSpotsBigCountry.com.
Missed a recent episode of American Ground Radio? Want to hear a special guest or have a favorite show you want to listen to again? Then tune in to the American Ground Radio podcast. Every show is published and available for podcast. Download the American Ground Radio podcast on a variety of platforms, including Apple, Spotify, iHeartRadio, Stitcher, or SoundCloud. Or go to AmericanGroundRadio.com. Subscribe today to the American Ground Radio podcast and follow the show wherever you listen to podcasts.
You're listening to the fastest growing conservative talk show in the country. Faster than a speeding bullet. More powerful than a locomotive.
Able to leap tall tales from Joe Biden in a single bound. Look, look up in the sky. It's a bird. It's a weather balloon from China.
We can't have anyone freak out there, okay? Gotta keep our composure.
No, it's American Ground Radio, fighting for truth, justice, and the American way.
Welcome back to American Ground Radio. I'm Stephen Parr with Louis R. Avalone.
So Billie Eilish,
yes,
apparently said that no one is illegal on stolen ground.
She did. She said that during the stolen land.
Stolen land.
Yes.
Well, now, apparently, the Tongva tribe, Native American tribe,
right,
says that Billie Eilish actually is living on stolen land.
Yeah.
Their ancestral land. Billie Eilish's $3 million mansion sits on the Tongva tribe ancestral land.
It does.
And
they said, thanks for, you know, admitting this, but next time you talk about stolen land, you should acknowledge that you're on Tongva land.
But if we're going to play this ancestral land game,
yeah,
then no piece of property in North America is safe from, you know, infinite regress, right?
Right, because unless it's the original groups that came across the Bering Strait that still are on the land that they were when they first entered it, which there's no way to prove that one way or the other in North America, then nobody's on. But the logical fallacy here is, if the land's stolen, then the people, then everybody on it is illegal.
Absolutely, that land.
That's what that means.
And property law. The very system, our judiciary,
yeah,
it doesn't exist, doesn't apply.
It's just insane. She needs to think through it before she opens her mouth, or she should have said, whoa.
Oh, wow! When I say whoa, I mean whoa!
Taryn Smith had never been in a rowboat when she decided she was going to row across the Atlantic Ocean. That was back in 2025 when she made the decision. This week, she made it a reality. Taryn rowed into Nelson's Dockyard in Antigua in the Caribbean. Her journey across the ocean had begun 46 days, 3 hours, and 37 minutes before at San Sebastian off the coast in Africa. In the process, Taryn became the first American woman to row across the Atlantic Ocean solo. Taryn said, "It's good for us to be uncomfortable sometimes. I think it's part of the human experience."
Well, there's only growth when you're outside of your comfort zone.
That's the only time you grow. May your pursuit of happiness bring you joy.